This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The gospel is this: the word is nigh thee, it in your heart and in your mouth. It is the word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God and raise him from the dead, you should be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank God. I would like to talk from Psalm 23. I did some posting today, but I'd planned on doing this tonight, that it was right to do the posting. But Psalm 23 is a very complete psalm. It's not a funeral psalm. Religious people read this or have it read at the funeral services. Well, I guess you could call it a funeral service legitimately, but it pertains to the death of the flesh of a person on this earth and being raised up alive on this earth. So religion, they get everything backwards. They can't read. They don't understand anything about Scripture. They don't know God. They're just blind. Blind as they can be. So, if you have a Bible, and when I ask people that, I wonder if they think I'm kidding, but many don't. But if you have a Bible, would you turn to Psalm 23? And let's read verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you have any wants? The Lord's not your shepherd. He'd like to be. He wants to be. That's his desire. That's why he died on the cross and was buried and rose again the third day, so he could be the shepherd of the sheep. The shepherd of the sheep. The bishop of our souls. Thank God. So, is the Lord your shepherd? Well, he wants to be. If he is, you won't want. Now, you need to understand that in the book of Philippians, it says, I think in verse chapter 4, perhaps 13, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. But he wants to supply all your wants. wants that he puts in your heart. Now, some of you are just beginning to hear what I teach for the first time. Others sat in this building and on television throughout the world 5 days a week on shortwave radio 5 days a week, internet live stream now. I guess this is the fifth year live. And they've been taught, but they didn't hear. You don't have any ears. They're stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ear. But they always resist the Holy Ghost. Have an interesting message, isn't it? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I hear Doyle do not want any good thing. But I've been at this 42 years. And we'll be talking, this thing went nuts, talking a little bit from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Notice, he maketh. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh you lie down in green pastures. You want to know why? Because green pastures is good food. God will make you lie down so you can be taught. The Lord teaches. You need not that any man teach you. Of course, the blind and the hard-hearted twist the word. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know what still waters represent? Deep. The still waters are by the great pastures. We're not talking about the Atlantic or Pacific, or the Mediterranean, or the Indian. Ocean. He leads me beside the still waters. For what purpose? He is restoring your soul, your will, your intellect, and your emotion. He restore. You want to know why he has to restore them? Because the human race has a soul that's full of pauper worm, canker worm, caterpillar, and locust. Joel chapter 2. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. It doesn't talk about getting saved, do your own thing. He led us. He led you. He that's led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Romans 8, verse 14. You know why people hate what I teach? They hate Jesus. They hate God. They want to hear Moses, but they don't keep Moses' law. Leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Not for your sake, his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Here's where they get, they read this when they're putting somebody under the ground. Bunch of blind people. They don't know God. They don't know the Word of God. They don't know Jehovah. They do not know Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, here's where we're walking through the valley to put to death the deeds of the flesh. Romans 8, 13. You see, I just teach God's word by his Spirit. This is not my doctrine. These words that I'm speaking are the Father, Jehovah's words. They're just coming out of my mouth by his Spirit. And when you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, and the flesh is dying, the Apostle Paul said he died daily. I understand that one. And when your flesh is dying, you will not fear any evil when you're being led by the Spirit of God. You're not binding your spirit. You're binding the Holy Ghost. You're no able. Well, thou art with me. See, this is where people miss it. Oh, God left me. He forsook me. He doesn't like me. You dumb thing. Why don't you believe God and quit preaching to everybody? I'll bear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod, that word rod is authority. That word authority is with you. It's with you. The Lord's authority is with you. Nobody can stand in the face of it. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Staff to a sheepherder is for correction. When you're led by the Spirit, when Jesus is your Lord, he's going to correct you. And you are not going to like it any more than that sheep that wants to go astray. Amen. But the rod, the authority, and the staff, they will comfort you. When you're walking through the valley, the shadow of death and dying to your own desires. You say, no denomination teaches this. Well, my God, denominations don't even know who God is. Now, here's where I love it. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. What do you do at the table? Well, you eat. They have fellowship. Hallelujah. And guess where he prepares a table? Not out in the desert, in Plano, Texas, and Dallas, and Fort Worth, and Houston, and Southern California, and Washington, D.C., Tulsa, Oklahoma, St. Louis, Missouri, Minneapolis, Milwaukee. Oh, that's where my table's at. Philadelphia, Paris. London. Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and that table sits in the presence of my enemies. They watch, they sit, stand, and watch me eat. Amen. Look, folks. I've only been at this 42 years, and you don't think that some upstart is going to bring me down, do you? Prepares me a table, prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's the Holy Ghost. Anointed with the Spirit, the anointing of Christ. Jesus Christ was anointed with the Spirit of Christ, became Jesus Christ. Anointed man with oil, and my cup runs over. Oh my, hallelujah. You know what happens when my cup runneth over? It gets on you. And you, and you, and you. I don't think you're my enemies. But once you were, did you know God didn't bring anyone to me that was righteous? God brought a group of people to me that were enemies of the cross, enemies of Jesus. And guess what? The anointing on me ran over. My cup started running over. And now it runs all over the world. And it gets on people that hate God. It gets on people that hate me. My cup runneth over on my enemies. They're really not my enemies. They're the Lord's enemies. They're the enemies of Jesus Christ. I don't have any enemies. See, this is not me. This thing, come on. We got things going right. We're having fun. But look what happens to me in the presence of my enemies. You say, why don't you talk about us? Well, look, I'm your example. It works for me. It worked for you if you believe the gospel. In the presence of my enemies, my cup running over, glory, look what happens to me. And you, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. In that while, well, we'll work with this someday and learn how to operate. Goodness and mercy follows me. It follows you if you believe my gospel. Isn't that cool? See, people say, oh, give me mercy. You don't have to. The Lord's your shepherd. The Lord's your shepherd. You won't want mercy. It's right behind you. Oh, this thing's playing games. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That sounds like you're going to come near where I'm at. I'm in the house of the Lord, and I don't think he'll let you where I'm at. Pretty good, isn't it? Now, he's got a few more. Why don't our blind boys come up here and gather behind me? Got it, man. Good evening, gentlemen. I thank God for you, young men. Did you know I didn't choose you? Did you know that? Did you know you were chosen by God and put with me so I could make a Christian out of you by the Spirit of God? You see, I like all of you, but I would not have known to choose you. Because only God knows who he has chosen and who he will make them lie down. That's a good one, isn't it, Philip? How about that, David? How about that? I know you know about that. Right? He'll say, lie down. I don't want to. You all know about this, don't you? You know why? Because God's got every one of them. Not me. God says, lie down this green pasture. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to do it in the presence of your enemies. You know, it's a lot of fun once you understand God. Till you understand God, this is not fun at all. This is when everybody wants to go to the park. You know about that. John 16, verse 1. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue or churches. I've been kicked out. No big deal. No. You say, goodbye. Actually, you know when they kick you out? You know it's a joy. It is. Glory. Why didn't you do it before? Place is dead. No life. They should put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Now, these are words of Jesus. Now, I really didn't desire to join up with this group. Well, I didn't. Who'd want to join up with someone that had so many enemies they'd want to kill me? You know what? They've been trying, but not successful. That's pretty good, isn't it? You think? Oh, yeah, you're right. You are right, see? They just take every shot at you, and they just bounce off of you like rubber bullets off of armor. Whosoever killeth you will make you to do it God's service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. That's why they do it. They don't know God. They don't know Jesus. In other words, they're not saved. Why don't we start with Terry and you all, number one. All right? Thank you.
Pray. You're the Messiah, you're the Son. So rise and be. tides, staying is no one worthy to go. But no one in heaven, no one in earth was worthy to open my scroll. Then one of the elders said, John, don't you weep.
Yeah.
God bless you. See you Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Thanks.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.